On a day that has seen 63 more people die from COVID-19, the two most populous Australian states, Victoria and New South Wales, have announced a major easing of restrictions. But there are some nerves among epidemiologists who agree this is not the end of the pandemic. And as the East Coast relaxes, numbers are climbing in Western Australia. 177 new locally acquired cases were recorded today, up from 115 yesterday. Oliver Gordon reports.
More than 2 years in, Melburnians like Louisa feel like the end of the pandemic is finally in sight.
It's getting close because now it's better. All is open, the people are free, walking.
How does it feel to be getting close to the end, in your opinion?
That is awesome, amazing. Has been a hard time, so now it's okay, finally.
It looks like it, but I still stay. We still have another 4 or 5 months to go.
And the Victorian government's going to ease some restrictions from tomorrow, density limits. Do you think that's a good thing?
Everything helps. Every bit helps. I mean, business people would be happy with that. So it's a good thing, yes.
From Friday, restrictions will ease in Victoria and New South Wales. In Victoria, density limits in restaurants and cafes will go, indoor dance floors will reopen, and you won't need to scan a QR code to enter a shop. Premier Daniel Andrews says there could soon be changes to indoor mask mandates and work-from-home orders.
We look forward to being back here before next Friday, confirming those arrangements as well.
In New South Wales, Premier Perrottet has gone even further. As well as scrapping density limits, from Friday, QR codes will only need to be scanned before entering nightclubs and music festivals. And work-from-home orders will be at employers' discretion. Premier Perrottet has also set a date for the end of widespread mask mandates.
From next Friday, the 25th of February, the following adjustments will also be made. Masks will only be mandated on public transport, planes and indoors at airports, hospitals, aged and disability care facilities, correction facilities, and indoor music festivals with more than 1,000 people.
The easing of restrictions comes on a day when 63 people were reported to have died from COVID-19 across Australia. It's this fact that has some experts scratching their heads. University of Melbourne professor Nancy Baxter says it's too soon to ease indoor mask rules.
Because that will really drive transmission. So we may not see another spike, but what we're going to see is that, you know, the cases kind of stop coming down and we have a plateau, like we did in Victoria when we opened up the last time at a high level.
The epidemiologist says removing masks will also make it harder for those in the shadow lockdown to come back into the world.
People just aren't going out because they're afraid of getting it. And the best thing you can do to get people out of the shadow lockdown is really to get cases down. And relaxing masks won't do that.
But epidemiologist Tony Blakely has a different view. He's not of the belief, like those who we spoke to on the street, that the pandemic is over.
No, there's still water to go under the bridge.
But he says, all things considered, now is a good time to start easing restrictions.
Yes, I think it's time. We're going into a phase at the moment where we don't have a variant other than Omicron around. Hopefully we'll have a good few months, maybe even longer here. We've been up to the tabletop mountain and we've managed to keep that tabletop mountain of infection rates not too high by flattening the curve. We've gone a lot across the plateau at the top and now we're coming down the ridge. And as we're coming down the ridge, we can release or loosen off those restrictions. And it's time to loosen off things like masks and open plan workspace and density limits. That will perhaps make our descent off the tabletop mountain a little bit slower. We might just plateau there for a little while, but we will keep coming down and get down to the valley floor in 6 or 8 weeks, something like that.
The epidemiologist says high rates of Omicron in many communities could have long-term benefits for society's immunity.
We think that probably about half of the population is going to be infected with Omicron. And what that does is, alongside of or on top of all the vaccinations we've had, is going to make us more resilient for whatever comes next. So whatever variant comes at us next, we'll have a more diverse immunity portfolio, if you like, as a population. We will not get the herd immunity. That's gone with this virus. It's too infectious for that. But we'll get to a situation where we're reasonably resilient, and that's where we're getting to now.
Back in Melbourne, food delivery driver Louisa says she's ready for things in the hospitality industry to get back to normal.
That's perfect for all of us, for the restaurant, for me working as a Uber driver, so that's fine for all of us.
Are you still scared of COVID?
Not really.
Melbourne food delivery driver Louisa Oliver-Gordon, our reporter.